Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Nuclear threats from Russia impact the church on both sides of the war. Then, China partner celebrates open doors for its ministry 4 years after the pandemic. But first, Russia hinted at loosening its nuclear policy, raising the nuclear threat for the ongoing war in Ukraine. The United States and other Western countries have provided Ukraine with longer-range missiles, and Ukrainian President Zelensky is asking for the green light to use these weapons to hit Russian targets. We have Eric Mock from Slavic Gospel Association who explains.
President Putin has responded that he would consider that a red line where weaponry that was used to hit deeper inside Russia that came from these developed Western nations would in fact signal that de facto these nations were in a war with Russia, and he would respond as though the Western nations were directly assaulting Russia.
SGA continues to support Christians both in Russia and Ukraine, and they offer a unique perspective.
For the churches, both on the Ukrainian and the Russian side, it increasingly puts pressure on them to respond not in national issues, but in a gospel-centric way.
You can advance the heart of the gospel in this war-torn region with SGA. Get started at missionnews.org.
That's why SGA, in hearing some of these threats and from some of these military concerns, has stayed consistent, because our vision of serving God's church and helping them reach their own really remains untarnished.
Meanwhile, in mid-September, Sri Lankans elected Anura Kumara Dasanayake as president. After his inauguration, the new Marxist president dissolved parliament and called for a general election a year early. Pastor Paul, a gospel worker with A3, shares his insights.
So over the last 2 decades, we've had a trend of political parties being in power. And for the first time, we've had a new party totally coming in. So there is a new government. What seems to be happening over the last few days is very positive, but I think there's a lot of fear in people.
There's a move against corruption with the new leaders, which is positive. But because of the JVP party's history, no one knows if religious freedom will become a concern in the months and years ahead.
As a party, they represent the Communist Party, so they are non-religious. The biggest challenge is no one knows what to expect. So there's nothing to prepare for.
Pray for the church to listen to the Holy Spirit and pray for the upcoming election in Parliament.
I think that's what we need to pray for, that even through this, the Lord will establish his righteousness. I'm very positive that God, even through this season, will do something that will transform our nation and bring it to a correct place.
More in the full report online. And finally, the world is still feeling the repercussions of the pandemic. China partners Eric Berkland says it's only now that China is once again allowing their organization to resume its work.
China has opened up its doors wide open again for us. It's very exciting to see, even though Xi Jinping right now has very strict regulations.
Now that they're back in China, China partner is hitting the ground running.
One of the exciting things that we are working on right now is to plan for a China Church Symposium that will be taking place in Shanghai together with the leadership of the China Christian Council. This is the very first symposium since the pandemic.
The symposium is essentially a catch-up opportunity. Christian leaders will come together to update one another on their work during and after the pandemic.
One of the things that maybe the listeners can also pray for, that God would really use this time.
If you want to learn more about China Partners' work, you can do so at our website, missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org.
To allow us to learn from them and to see how we as a foreign organization and other foreign organizations can continue to partner with our brothers and sisters in China.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.